air his views, of course. Let's talk to Libertarian and one of the founders of UKIP, Godfrey Bloom. Godfrey, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Roberto.
Godfrey, do you think there are some documents out there that contain all the answers?
No, wouldn't that be lovely? I think the key word in your report there was the word might. And we've seen the word might, I think, come out in the last, I don't know, 2 years probably. Something might affect this. Something else might affect that. So what we're dealing with here are speculative documents. That's quite clear. I don't think there's any denying on any side of the House or any side of the debate that these documents can only feasibly be speculative. Now, I think there's been far too much secrecy so far. I would like to see some forensic accounting going on. And when I spoke to you last, I made the point I'd like to see exactly what the European Union owes to us. I'd like to see exactly what they claim we owe to them. And I'd like to see all the figures so this can be laid out for people to make their own judgment.
Okay. Godfrey,
the debate's over now. The debate's all over. We now want to see exactly what the truth of the matter is. And I believe the truth is, I think it's being obfuscated for some reason. I don't know why.
Very difficult for the European Union to publish any kind of documentation because they haven't signed off any accounts ever in its history. But from our perspective, I mean, it looks a bit iffy if the government is accused of withholding information. Whatever the economic impact of Brexit is, surely we need to know, at the very least, we can prepare for it.
Yes, absolutely. I entirely agree. But what I think we need to also bear in mind on the release of these documents, which I fully support, is that we must make the point that they are speculative. They could be nothing else. And I wonder if why some of the papers aren't being kept back is because of the appalling Bank of England and Treasury track record on this subject for the last 18 months. They have been so wrong so often, I think these papers could contain some unbelievable errors of judgment which the establishment don't want to release. That might be one of the reasons.
And could this further delay or hamper our departure from the EU?
I don't see why it should. Article 50 has been voted through. The referendum debate at the behest of Parliament is over. Go we must. I would say I wish more people were looking more closely at more independent views. Now, the one definitive work on this, I regard, is by Professor Congdon, who was the Conservative Party advisor in the Thatcher administration, but he's a very well-respected economist, got a CBE for his services to this, who's done the only really thorough, in-depth assessment of where we are. And I would suggest that what Starmer, Sir Keir Starmer, should be looking at, and everybody else should be now looking at, and Parliament should be looking at, is an independent assessment of where we are rather than speculative documents. I'm very, very uncomfortable with this speculation. Okay. And when we spoke last, Roberto, we didn't know where the government had got 20 billion from or 40 billion from. It was off the back of a fag packet. And so we've got to get away from this and we've got to get down to some forensic accounting.
Okay, so not so much any more conversation about soft or hard Brexit, just a Brexit and hurry up.
Yes, Brexit and hurry up. The industry wants it. Everybody wants it. The country wants it. And even the European Union wants it. Let's all get on with it. It's done now. Let's move it all on. We can't go on dithering about like this.
Godfrey, good talking to you as always. Libertarian.